And we are certainly glad that you all have made it tonight safely. I know there's a few more that are coming in because of the traffic that is amazing here in the Fort Worth Metroplex. Tonight, we'll have a kindergarten graduation with the USS Constitution. And let me go over just a couple of heads up before we begin. I know that all of you, or most of you, are on social media and you love pictures, especially you ladies. I do not mind you taking pictures. I have a few of your K-5 that get distracted very easy. And if you want to take that personally, that's probably your child. Just know if there's a lot of movement, it distracts them. But I don't mind taking pictures. As we go through the graduation, they get their diplomas and they get their trophies. They're going to have a time to stop, and you can take their picture, no problem there. This is the biggest class in my history of running at Christian schools. There are 17 kindergarten 5 graduates. And yes, Mom and Dad, they did all make it. The diploma that they get is a real diploma, but they did make it. And so Ms. Tramar has done a great job with the help of many, many others, especially Ms. Aaron. And we're going to go through this rather quickly today. Just know that we do have 18 of them, and just giving them their trophies and giving them their awards and giving their diplomas, that all takes about 1 minute, and they have to do that twice. So that right there is just 36 minutes already, and plus we have a program. So bear with us. I've told our teachers as we go through the awards part that let's be short, let's be brief, and they all looked at me and said, well, we'll do it if you do it. So I'm going to do that tonight. We'll be short, we'll be brief. It's about the children. And I hope that you guys enjoy the program. I just want to thank our church, Heritage Baptist Church, for their amazing support of this Christian Academy. There are hundreds of private schools that are in the Metroplex area, but we're one of very few that is a church school. And we are super excited and very, very thankful as an academy that we have a church that loves us so very much. Not one penny have I ever paid for a building, our church, or our school. Not one time have we ever paid for electricity. Our church pays for all of that, and I am super grateful for our church. And so I'd like to give them a round of applause for the members that are here. Our pastor says that all the money that is given is just an investment into heaven, and that is very true. These older folks may not have went to a Christian school when they were younger, but they sure see the need in this day and age to have a Christian education, and we are so thankful for our church. I'm thankful for a pastor that still has a vision for young people. And with that being said, our head pastor, founder of Heritage Baptist Church, Pastor Eric Crawford, is going to come pray for us, and then we'll have the USS Constitution.
Well, amen. Look forward to good evening, and this is always a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your love, and Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to just to serve you and to see these young people who have completed their courses this year. That Lord, just I pray that you bless the program tonight. I pray that you'd continue to bless our school. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, and the USS Constitution is a very famous boat, but we're the USS Kindergarten. So we'll start with that first. All right, y'all ready? Thank you. as we go sailing home. Miss Erin, we need the mic. We need the mic.
Hi-ho, sirs, our kindergarten voyage is about to come to an end. There has been so much to see and do, but I am excited about a new adventure in fourth grade. But we had so much fun and learned many, many things.
Oh, yes. The first thing we learned was our letters and all the sounds they make.
There are only 5 vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and the rest are consonants.
Then we learn long vowels and special sounds. I just love to read.
Good job. All right, we're going to have Bella and Jason and Hunter and Jared and Micah come do some special sounds for us. Ready? Let's say some together. Here we go.
In book, O-U.
Or in morning,
O-R.
Boon tooth,
O-O.
Were in worms, W-O-R. There we go. All right, Micah, try this one.
And bowl.
O.
W.
Owl.
And owl. O. W.
Good job. All right, you can be seated. Let's have Chase and Preston and Evan and Stanley are going to come and read some for us.
Jesus feeds the people. A boy came to hear Jesus. His mother made him a little lunch. He had 5 loaves and 2 small fish in his lunch. All day long, Jesus talked and talked. The people liked to hear Jesus. The boy was glad that he came to hear Jesus.
Soon it was time to eat. The people had no food. One man told Jesus, "Send the people away. They need to get food." Jesus said, "How much food is here? Go and see." Just one boy had his lunch. It was such a little lunch. But he said, "I will share my lunch with Jesus."
Jesus had the people sit down on the green grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He thanked God for them. Then he broke off bits of bread and fish. He had men pass the food to the people. The people ate and ate. They ate all they wanted.
Much food was still left. No one but God can do that. Jesus is God. Jesus and the men pick up all the food that was left. That was a lot of food for such a small lunch. The boy was glad. He shared his lunch with Jesus.
Not yet, but do you feel that nice breeze?
We must be in spring. Spring is one of the seasons we learn. There are four seasons: winter, spring, and fall. Summer and fall.
Winter has the month December, January, and February.
Spring has the months March, April, May.
Summer has the months June, July, and August.
Fall has the months September, October, and November.
The seasons cover all the months of the year.
We learned about seasons in science, but I really like social studies.
I remember that we learned about all the countries and all the children from around the world.
And we learned that Jesus loves us all. Does anybody have a map lesson or map review?
Let's have Ava and Preston, Mia, Cooper, Tess, Ellen. All right, Mia, what state do we live in?
Texas.
Good. And what country do we live in, Ava?
United States of America.
Can you point to that on the map for me? There's two states that don't touch the other states. Can you name one, Preston?
Hawaii. Alaska.
Good. The United States has two neighbors. Can you name one, Tess?
Canada.
Go ahead, Ellen.
Mexico.
Very good. What continent do we live on, Mia?
South America. North America.
North America. Can you point to North America for us? How many continents are there, Ava?
Seven.
Can you name one besides North America, Ava? Go ahead. You can name another one.
Europe.
Europe. What's another one, Preston?
Asia.
Asia.
Africa.
We've done North America, Europe, Asia, Africa.
South America.
South America.
Africa.
We already did that one. There you go. What's the last one?
Australia.
How many oceans are there, Ava?
Four.
Can you name one?
Pacific.
Very good. Preston?
Arctic.
Arctic.
Indian.
Indian. We've done the Pacific, Arctic, Indian.
Atlantic.
Very good. Good job. Y'all can be seated. Oh, what about in the middle? There you go. Good job.
Is it over yet? No, but all these fish in the water make me want to count them. Do you remember how to count?
I remember we learned how to count by tens. That was easy. Hunter, will you count with me?
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
I can count by fives.
Me too. Let's count together.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.
We also learned to count by ones and twos.
All these ways to count help us when we count our money.
There are four quarters in a dollar because a quarter is worth 25 cents. George Washington is on the quarter.
You have to count by tens to count with dimes. There are 10 dimes and $1. George, a dime is worth 10 cents. Franklin D. Roosevelt is on the dime.
Counting nickels is the same as counting by fives. It takes 20 nickels to make $1. A nickel is worth 5 cents. Thomas Jefferson is on the nickel.
Don't forget about pennies. There are 100 pennies in $1 because a penny is worth 1 cent. And Abraham Lincoln is on the penny.
All right, let's have Chase and Stanley, Hannah, and Caroline come count some money for us. All right, Caroline, how much is a nickel?
25.
How about another nickel?
10.
And one more?
15.
How about a penny?
16.
And one more?
17.
Good job. You can be seated. Hannah, how about a dime?
10.
And another dime?
20.
And another dime?
40.
How about one more?
50.
Wait, 10, 20, 30?
40.
Good. And add a penny?
41.
And another penny?
42.
Good job. You can be seated. Stanley, how much is a quarter worth?
25.
And then we add a nickel?
30.
And a dime?
40.
And another nickel?
45.
Good. And how about a penny?
46.
And another penny?
47.
Good job. You can be seated. Chase, how much did we say a quarter was worth?
25.
And what happens if we add a nickel?
30.
And add a dime?
40.
How about a penny?
41.
And another penny?
42.
Very good. You can be seated. Good job.
Is it over yet? No, not yet, but I love hearing the waves crashing.
If I am reading the sky right, we will be bringing this boat on shore very soon.
Oh, then we should be just in time.
Time we learned how to tell time.
The big hand tells the minutes, and the small hand tells the hours.
I just love to tell time.
Let's have Bella and Tess and Mia and Micah come do some clocks for us. I'll just mention that they all can do all of these things. Some we're just trying to save time so you don't have to listen to all 17 of them do it. All right, so let's start with an easy one. Mia, what time does it say?
10 o'clock.
Good. How about now, Bella?
8 o'clock.
And Tess, what time is it?
5 o'clock.
Very good. What time is it now, Micah?
3 o'clock.
Good job. Let's do some that are a little more tricky, all right? So pay attention. Small hand first. Right, Mia?
1:15.
Good job. Now, how about now, Bella?
6 means 3:30.
3:30. Good job. And how about now, Tess?
7:15.
Micah, one more.
10.
Has it gotten to 10 yet? 10. 9:30. Good job. You can be seated. Let's have some come forward to do some number recognition. Jared and Travis, Ava and Evan. Evan, what number is this?
83.
Travis?
44.
Good.
94.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Now I want you to think, what number comes after 86?
87.
Good. What comes after 52?
53.
Good. Jared, what comes after 67?
68.
And Ava, what comes after 88?
89.
Now we're going to think about before.
What 96.
Comes? Yes, before 97 is 96. What comes before 74?
73.
Good. What comes before 99?
98.
Mm-hmm. And what comes before 59?
58.
Very good. You can be seated.
Is it over yet?
I can feel we are getting closer.
Numbers, numbers, numbers! We have been talking about a lot of numbers.
Then we learn how to add and subtract.
How about some competition to see who knows their numbers best?
All right, we're going to have a real competition here. Cooper, Travis, Stanley, Caroline, and Ellen. Right. So I'm going to show them a combination, and they have to show me the answer because they're too fast. If they shout it out, I can't tell who is first. All right? You all ready? So the first one's going to be 5 take away 1. Cooper, did you have 4? Let me show. Stanley. Did you have 4, Cooper? I couldn't tell. You need to make sure I can see. All right, here we go. 6 plus 2. Stanley, it's 8. All right? Stanley has 2. I'm going to give Cooper that one. I think he had 4. I couldn't tell, but here we go. 4 plus 3? No, I haven't seen a right answer yet. There you go, Caroline. So here we go. 1 plus 0. Ooh, Caroline again. So it's 2 for Caroline and 2 for Stanley. 1 for Cooper. 2 plus 2. Stanley, good job. It was first 1 to 3. I should have mentioned that. They knew. But good job. Great job, guys.
Good job, Stanley.
Good job, Stanley. Did you win?
Yeah.
Is it over yet?
No!
The most important thing that we learned was about the Bible.
Just like our guide shows us the way to go on our journey, the Bible will help us. Guide us in our lives.
That is why we hide God's word in our hearts.
All right, we're going to all stand and say Psalms 23. All right, you ready? Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. All right, we're gonna sing a Surely Goodness and Mercy, but we do it with a pattern, and it takes a little coordination, and we don't always get it just right, so bear with us, but we're gonna try it, okay? Y'all ready? Here we go. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. all the days of my life, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We're going to say the books of the Bible. All right, let's say the books of the Old Testament. Ready? Let's say it together.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth.
Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
Now the New Testament. Ready?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation.
All right, you can be seated, and we're going to have Cooper and Hannah and Stanley and Chase come and do some sword drills. All right, here we go. Proverbs 3:5.
Proverbs 3:5.
Charge. Proverbs 3:5.
Trust. Trust in the Lord.
Good job. All right, you can close your Bibles. Mark 9:43.
Mark 9:43.
Charge. In the New Testament, Matthew, Mark. Mark 9:40.
And if thy hand.
Good job. Cooper beat, or I mean Stanley beat you by just a little bit. All right, here we go. Acts 16:31.
Acts 16:31.
Charge. Acts 16:31.
16:31.
And they said, all right, good job, Caroline. He was close. All right, let's try Genesis 16:13.
Genesis 16:13.
Oh, charge.
And she
job. Stanley got to three first. Good job.
Is it over yet? I think we are almost there. Everyone, look.
This has been such a fun adventure.
I'm excited about all the new things we will learn in first grade.
Sailors, our kindergarten voyage is complete.
Let's take what we learned on the adventure and explore first grade.
Hooray!
Good job. All right, now you can stand.
Hooray!
All right, go ahead, Ellen.
Ms. Trangmar and Ms. Aaron did a fantastic job, and the kids are just incredibly cute, right?